Yep. Good evening, Medford. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And it's a fun little sub show that I picked up today. Saw that someone couldn't make it, so I hopped on, brought a few friends with you. I'm Lucas Schwartz.
And this is the Bumblebee, Buzz Zamsky, in the studio today. It's going to be a great night. We're going to be playing some great music. So sit tight. We got another guy on the show.
Hi, everyone. I'm James Graham, tagging along.
James Graham of Theta Chi.
Yes.
Theta Chi. Fly high.
James, talk a bit closer to the mic for me, buddy.
Okay. Is that any better?
Yeah, that good? Dude, so much better. Perfect. Already feel the difference. All right. So tonight we're just going to be spinning some vinyl, talking some trash, and just having a good time. So
having a great time.
We found a Red Hot Chili Peppers Give It Away Now reggae mix. That sounds like a good time. So
exciting stuff.
Little Rastafari action.
Yeah, I figure why not give it a shot. So, without further ado, if I remember how to use this, let's see what we got. This is Red Hot Chili Peppers, Give It Away. We'll be right back.
turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. Stop messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby. You just might pick up my magic.
Hey everybody.
That was Black Magic Woman by Santana on his 14 Greatest Hits rock album.
Sounded good. It was a nice little tune. Right now we're going to transition into a little part that I like to call thoughts for your thoughts. Question of the night is, if you drop soap on the ground, is the soap dirty or is the floor clean? Guys, what do you think?
I think the soap is dirty.
No, I don't think so. So it's impossible for that to get dirty.
Really?
Yeah.
You sure, dude?
You think so?
Like, there's no way. Like, think about having, like, hand sanitizer, you know, kills 99.9% of germs. How could that even be dirty?
That's fair.
You think about, you know, your everyday bar of Dove soap, same deal.
But just because that the soap isn't dirty, does that mean the floor is clean?
You know, no, the floor isn't clean. Floor if you just clean. Drop soap, that doesn't clean anything.
Okay. But so
neither is also, my answer.
Also, the floor okay, the floor would have to be dirty for the soap to be dirty.
True. Oh,
first
that's
of all,
actually,
if the floor was clean, then.
You're already assuming that the floor is dirty in this scenario. I didn't even think of that.
My argument is that if soap drops on the floor, as long as it's not like the biggest piece of soap in the world, then the entire side of the soap will be on the floor, whereas the entire part of the floor is not being touched by the soap. It's just a very small part of it.
Wow.
I don't know. A lot of big questions being posed tonight. Yeah.
That was
on
a great response
show.
From our resident scholar.
Look at that.
Yonatan Margalit.
Don't need no introduction.
Here we go.
Amazing. We should find like a nice jazz album to play in the background of our talking.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Maybe some Miles Davis, if someone could find that.
Oh,
Miles. I don't know. I've heard a lot of good things about the guy.
A lot of good things. Great guy.
You know
him. I know him
all
well.
Stars. Yeah. I think he lives in Miller.
Is he one of your advisees or whatever as a FYA residence?
No.
Never mind.
Different
then.
Floor.
Ah, yeah. Bummer. Misconnections at Miller.
Bummer.
Yeah.
All right, Tuna, what album did you bring us?
Honestly, no clue what the album's called. Just, I know Satisfaction's on it by the Rolling Stones, so I gotta play it. So, that's what we're gonna be listening to.
I'm pretty sure Iggy Azalea's featured on the song. Watch out for her verse. It's incredible.
Yeah, I think they cut her out, but she was supposed to be in
there. Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Interesting.
Was there beef about the situation?
Yeah, some issue with Britain and Australia not really, you know, being cool with each other.
Happens all the time.
You hate to see that.
I hate to see it.
All right, well, here's our song from Tuna Margalit. This is Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones.
but me. Come on in this old house, nobody hear you sing. Make that coffee, make that tea. Come on in, nobody here but me. Come on in this old house, nobody here but me. I mean, nobody here but me. I get that tin. Come on in, fun begin. Come on in this old house, nobody here but me. I mean, nobody here but me. Beat up, up, beat up, bum. Beat you, beat up, bum. Beat up, up, beat up, bum. Beat you, beat up, bum. Beat up, up, beat up, bum. Beat up, up, beat up, bum. Beat up, up, beat up, bum. Oh, come on in this old house, nobody here but me. Nobody hear you say. Go up there, light down low. Red brick down here, the path don't flow. Come on in this old house. Nobody here but me, I mean. Nobody here but me.
This is the Butthole Surfers.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the Butthole Surfers on WMFO.org, 91.5 FM.
That's a band, not us, yeah. Just to clarify.
We are not yes. Butthole.
So we are not butthole.
We could be.
We definitely could be.
Wait, guys. I got some breaking news. Just got a notification. Marvel and Sony have recently broke up again. Spider-Man is no longer in the MCU. Tom Holland, response to this,
dude, what does any of this mean?
Tom Holland said that he's not going to play Spider-Man anymore. And Sony says, fine, we got another actor who can fill the role of Spider-Man. His name is Christopher Walken, and we have him in studio. Christopher Walken, how are you doing?
Hi, how are you doing, boy? Christopher Walken here. Okay.
Christopher Walken.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How do you feel about playing the web-slinging hero?
Well, let me think about that. I am quite excited to be swinging around the city.
So uncomfortable.
Sounds incredible.
Wow.
You can make a great hero.
Thank you.
Sony's lucky to have you.
It just sounds on the verge of tears. All the time.
He's very nervous, I think. It's a big shoes to fill.
I was about to say, big shoes to fill. Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield.
Spider-Man.
Christopher Walken.
That's heavy for sure.
Heavy stuff, dude.
You want to pick out a little PSA, public service announcement?
All right, what do we got today? So, we're going to do School on Wheels of Massachusetts. School on Wheels of Massachusetts is a nonprofit program that provides tutoring and mentoring services to students, parentheses, grades K through 12, end parentheses, impacted by homelessness in southeastern MA. We need your help. It takes 1 hour a week of volunteer tutoring to give a child impacted by homelessness the opportunity to thrive in school and in life. If you have 1 hour free time a week and want to use it to make a real change, contact School on Wheels at Chris, that's K-R-I-S, at SOMA.org, or visit our website at www.soma.org. That's www.soma.org. Thank you for caring about our kids.
Thank you, John.
That was beautiful.
Anytime. Thanks, it's no Christopher Walken, but I try my best.
James, I was going to ask, where'd you pick up that accent?
That's a good question. I actually...
He's actually my dad.
He is my father. It really picked up, I think, when I got to Tufts. I got some reason. I watched a clip with him, and I was like, you know what? Like,
I was born to do this.
I was like, I think I got something. And I rolled with it, and, you know...
Here we are.
Do you sometimes use it and like random people are just like, oh my god, where is multiple Academy Award winner Christopher Walken?
Yeah.
Like, what is this?
They're always asking like, do you really need more cowbell? And I, you know,
I you're like, kind of slipping into it, dude, right now.
Dude, that was a great reference.
You think I'm sick with references?
You're sick,
dude,
with references.
Sick with references.
Dude, everyone knows you're like the king of references, bro.
King of references, and I'm Christopher Walken, so it's the best of both worlds. Dude. As long as I got those two things.
Seems like we're putting another track on right now. First soundtrack track.
Little soundtrack track?
No, I'm just getting it ready. We have some stuff from the Grease soundtrack that Boy Tuna picked out.
Tell me more. Tell me more, Lucas. What song are we playing?
Well, we're going to be listening to Greased Lightning by John Travolta. Don't know if you know the guy.
John Travolta is actually related to me. He's my son, so.
Wow. And how old are you again?
I am 37.
And he is 70 something.
37 and change.
37 and a few change.
All right.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
Oh, here we are.
It's hot. Enjoy. Dramatic.
Why it's greased lightning?
Get some overhead lifters and four barrel quads, oh yeah.
Keep talking.
Fuel injection cut up and chrome plated rods, oh
is lightning.
I was deprived of a young girl's dream by the cruel force of nature from the blue. Instead of a night full of romance supreme, all I got was a runny nose and Asiatic. Thank you.
right, you were listening to Miles Davis just there. Really relaxing. Good find, John. We have a caller on the air. Caller, could you please introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Catherine.
Catherine.
Hey, Catherine.
Hello.
Hey.
Catherine, now, for people who do not know, this is my twin sister, who is currently all the way in...
Identical or...
Fraternal.
Yeah. Twins. Okay.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Fraternal as in, like, fraternity? Like, as in...
like she's in Theta.
Yes. No, not at all. But thank you, though. Catherine, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We are doing great. How are you guys doing?
I'm okay.
Yeah, I just want to hear you guys catch up. So, like, we'll be quiet.
We'll be watching.
And you guys have a nice little conversation.
No, yeah. This is banter is open for everybody. I mean...
Oh, well, yeah. We'll hop in when...
Well, how about I give you guys a question and you guys, like...
Oh, yeah.
Figure it out.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah. Twin trivia.
Yeah, twin trivia?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Well, I had kind of an open-ended question. I'm going to shoot it and then we'll go to trivia. Who does mom love more? Quick, easy softball for you two.
Mom.
The quick. Yes. That is a good question that clearly we know the answer is.
What,
ready? Three, two.
Two, one. Me.
Oh.
Sorry.
Catherine.
Easy does it.
Yeah, and for actually, this is it's totally out of context, but Catherine actually does the radio down at Princeton University, so maybe...
Wait,
103.3
FM.
What's Princeton?
Thursday mornings, 1 to 3 a.m.
1 to 3 a.m.? Oh my gosh.
On Wednesday nights? Catherine, how do you feel with having a shift like that?
I get a lot of weird callers. Well, the people that do call in are interesting.
Interesting.
And then other than that, it's
fun. Catherine, what's your weirdest caller to date?
Somebody recited Sonnet 18 by Shakespeare to me.
Wow. That's kind of an honor, honestly. That is, beautiful, yeah, sonnet. Beautiful, beautiful sonnet.
Beautiful sonnet.
Beautiful sonnet, yeah? Right, yeah?
That was more train spotting British than... Shakespeare British, I'd
mate,
say.
Mate, you want to take yourself sorry, yeah?
Okay.
Clap
Catherine.
Your cheeks.
All right. Easy does it. Catherine.
Butthole surfers.
Yes.
Do you know of Thomas Sweets and Hoagie Haven?
I am familiar with those places.
Those are my favorite places in Princeton.
Oh,
wow.
Are
you from Princeton?
No, but both my parents grew up there and met in high school, Princeton High.
Haha, Princeton High.
So I'll be going there for Thanksgiving. I'm going to be going to Thomas Sweets and...
How about that?
Hoagie Haven.
How about that?
How about that?
How about that? Yeah, I literally never go to any of those places, but yes.
Oh, for sure.
So, Catherine, while we have you on the air, I got another little question for you, if you don't mind. Can you give us all, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but can you give us a little embarrassing story about James?
Oh, no.
From childhood that you can maybe share on the radio?
Oh, boy.
Embarrassing story about James. Honestly, I don't have any embarrassment.
Oh, see, that's a good that. That's
oh,
the
that's
right
a good
answer.
Sister right there.
Well, we've got a few, so. <don't worry. laughs>
No need to answer that, Catherine.
No
pressure whatsoever. Yeah.
All right. Well, Catherine, thank you so much for calling in. It was fun talking to you.
Yeah, Catherine, thank you for calling in. That was a blast.
Yeah.
And we will tune in Wednesday nights.
WPRB.com.
Wednesday nights, 1 to 3 a.m.
Hey, Catherine, are we still on for a Friday night?
All right.
All right. Thanks for calling, Catherine. We're going to get back to our regular scheduled program. We've got some Burning Spear by Resistance coming up. This looks like a fun little song, so... Enjoy, everyone. All right. Signing out. Look at this. We got ourselves another caller tonight. Caller, can you identify yourself, please?
Yeah, my name is Tuna Lover 123.
Tuna Lover 123. Tuna.
Hi.
Respond.
Hi. Like me or the food?
It's up to interpretation.
Oh, you tuna.
Oh.
This is pretty good. I would say tuna fish out of the can. Not bad. But you tuna.
Oh,
nothing like it.
Nothing like tuna.
This tuna out of the can as well? Why not?
So tuna lover, how do you know tuna?
Tuna and I, you know, we have history.
Oh, break it down for us. Break it down.
We have personal history. You know, we met. It was I don't want to quote Greece, but, you know, some summer
loving. Look at that. You've been listening for a while, hearing our Grease set. We played some.
Yeah, you know, I
Eureka.
I just I just felt the need to call in to let Tuna know that, you know, I miss him.
Oh, wow. I'll see you after.
Oh,
yeah. Don't worry about it. Tuna Lover, do you recognize the voice of anyone else on this radio show?
No, you're asking a lot of me. I don't recognize anyone else's voice.
Oh, we have. Well, I don't know. Yeah, it's probably hard to recognize the voice, but this is one of your past residents that you had back in Houston Hall.
Oh. Whoa.
It's one of my past residents.
Past residents, yes. I'll give
give him some hints. Maybe
give
him some hints.
Give him your name. He'll get it. Yeah.
It is James Graham.
Oh my God.
1, 2, and 3.
James Graham 1, 2, 3. James Graham.
Well, this became infinitely more embarrassing.
No, never. Chris, how is your new... Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
The CIA engine. His cover's been blown. I'm so sorry.
Get out of there.
My anonymity, is that the word?
Yeah, you got it.
Anemone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one.
That's where Nemo lives.
Anonymousness is broken.
Yeah. Well,
hate to see it happen.
So you are still Tuna Lover in our eyes and everybody else's eyes. I apologize for that.
Thank you.
So what do you think of the radio program so far? We've only got about 7 minutes left.
7 minutes left. You know, I'm gonna be honest. I have absolutely no idea how to access the radio show.
Interesting.
I called in for Tuna.
Love the support.
Well, for you and any others confused on how to access the radio, you can reach us at 91.5 FM or online at WMFO.org. The website is a bit down right now. But
that was a nice plug to get
right. I was about to say, Lucas, that was so smooth.
Yeah, dude, you got to be getting that viewership up when you can. For sure.
Lucas Schwartz. A smooth man.
I mean, apparently we've got 17 listeners on...
We got 17 listeners.
On the online stream, so.
Listen, if you're listening, give us a call, okay?
Give us a call.
Maybe,
we've got 5 minutes left.
Message
Tough
Confessions, is that what it is? I don't even know.
Oh,
yes.
You're following
up, Tough Secrets, that's what it is. And, you know, you can mention Tuna Lover. That'll be, like, the code word or whatever that you will send.
Absolutely. There you go. We'll see you on Tuff's Confessions then, Tuna Lover 1, 2, 3.
Well, have a good night.
All right. You too, Thank lover. You for calling in, dude.
Yeah, of course. Bye.
All right. Ciao. Well, that was nice.
That was nice. Sweet guy.
Yeah, I love it when fans call in like that. We're going to let this reggae song spin out, and then we might have one more treat left in store for y'all. So, till then. Sit back and enjoy.
We have a fresh wind that blows. The holy foundation is in the mountain. 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 The fresh wind of blow. We have a fresh wind of blow. Blow, ya wind of
All right, well, that's the top of the hour, bottom of the hour, should I say. This is WMFO, and you are listening to 91.5 FM on Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in for this hour, guys. It was super fun on our end. Hope y'all enjoyed. And we got Luke coming up next, the next DJ for the hour. You want me to fade into Aux? Coming up. Aux 2, probably. Yeah?
There you go.
There we go.
There you go. All right, y'all. Been a pleasure. Have a good night.
Yeah, for sure. Right now?
Yeah, right now. You're on air right now.
I don't hear us on the air. I'm on the wrong channel, bro. Oh, damn. That's embarrassing. I see.